open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to people that were funny and now do something else. Dear people that were funny and now do something else. Seriously, remember Steve Martin? Wild and crazy guy, the jerk, King Tut. Now you know what Steve Martin does, right? He's a banjo player. And not a little bit of banjo between comedy, but all banjo, all the time. I'd rather be beaten to death with a banjo than sit and watch Steve Martin and his banjo band play banjo. And it's not that I hate banjo, it's that I hate Steve Martin playing banjo. Maybe it's just me, but I can't think of anyone that wants to see that guy play banjo. Another guy that was funny and now is doing something else is Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel used to be funny, and the thing he's doing now is crying. So Jimmy had a baby and it had some health issues. So he came on TV on his late night talk show and talked about it and cried. Yuck. No one wants to see that. How about you take a day off? Or you, better yet, take the week off. Do we really need the guy from the man show trying to pass new healthcare policies? Girls jumping on trampolines, and we need affordable healthcare in America. Then after the Las Vegas shooting, Jimmy Kimmel came on his TV show on late night, and he cried. Again. Ugh, please stop. Yes, it was a tragedy. But no one, and I mean no one, needs to see a grown man that's known for playing touch a pickle to your head and parents tell your kids you ate all their Halloween candy crying on TV. It's really pathetic. Listen, I get it. People change. Something happens in their life, or as they get older, they have a different perspective on the world, and they don't joke around, and they're not necessarily as funny anymore. Or as I like to call it, time to retire. You know who else used to be funny but isn't anymore? Joe Piscopo. No real reason here. I just think he's not funny anymore. I'm Galvin from the Mike Calta Show, and this has been an open letter to people that were funny and now do something else.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.